Hey, everybody, this is comedian Mike Bova, and I am back on the Funny Business Radio Show. The Funny Business Radio Show broadcast about 7 or 8 years ago, and the format was a little business, a lot of funny. We interviewed celebrities and comedians, mostly comedians like Dave Coulier, who played Uncle Joey on Full House, and then we had shows like autism awareness shows. We had Ed Asner on from, of course, Lou Grant and Mary Tyler Moore. He was in a lot of movies. You probably know him as Santa Claus in the movie Elf with Will Ferrell. And we did that show was a lot of business and a little funny. We're changing up the format. I'm changing up the format because I need to get out to small business owners who are looking for some help during this time of COVID-19. I did a show for the TuneIn app, which is, I believe, the largest radio network, internet radio network in the world. 74 or 75 million listeners on all these different shows. And I did a segment on Monday for 8 minutes, and it had great reviews and enormous response, and people wanted to talk to me, but they couldn't patch them in. So I decided to launch the Funny Business Radio Show again with a different format. And the format this time is every show, I want to give small business owners helpful business tips to help your business explode. So I know sometimes it's frustrating to run a business and you get burnout, and I want to remedy that. I also want to motivate you. I want to inspire you. And I want to give you hope, especially, again, in this time of COVID-19. And, of course, I want to make it funny. I'll probably take out some impressions. I'll probably do a little Mike Tyson for you, a little Mike Tyson. I know Mike was on the road doing some shows. I don't know if he was doing stand-up shows or whatever. And the reason I'm doing the marketing thing, too, is because my comedy tour, the Big and Tall Comedy Tour, is at a screeching halt. We have shows that are postponed until September, October, November, shows that were scheduled to take place in March and some in April and May and June. All of those shows now are scheduled for the fall. And we did have a 20 states, 20 stages tour scheduled for the fall. It was a big tour, 20 of the most major cities in America, bigger venues. And of course, our tour, some of you know, raises money for veterans. We're big on the vets. And of course, that's going to be pushed into 2021. So we are going to try to make the most of it. I am planning a Midwest one in late September, early October, going down south all the way to Oklahoma, into New Orleans, as my friend Keith says, New Orleans. He's been wanting us to come down there through Mississippi, Tennessee, back up to upstate New York. So it's going to be a huge one. And we are going to try to get the 20 states, 20 stages tour in this year in the fall. What else can you expect with the show? You can expect helpful tips on all different topics. I'm going to start with marketing. The best definition I've ever heard from marketing is this. Check this out. Marketing is everything. And when I say everything, it is everything. It's everything that you do, everything that you say, even the clothes that you wear, okay? Sales falls under marketing. Advertising falls under marketing. Employees fall under marketing. It's everything. Great definition, right? And I'll go into that in another show. I'm going to cover topics like branding. I'll give you the key to branding. The key to branding right now is consistency. It's when you do an advertisement, you make sure that you have your logo in there, your slogan in there. You want the look of things to be the same. Your business card, your website, color schemes, branding is everything. I'm sorry, branding is consistency. Customer service, we'll go into that. Customer service, you guys know this. I hate to sound cliche, and I'm going to go into like a comedy bit about people sounding cliche, right? It's like when they say that, it's like, I hate to sound cliche. Just stop them right there and go, so don't. And they're like, what? Don't sound cliche. Just stop right there. But I hate to sound cliche. But the key to customer service, you guys know this, right? The customer is always right. You got to bend over backwards. You're not going to please everybody. But with the day and age that we live in with social media and with sites like Yelp and TripAdvisor, you want five-star reviews. The Big and Tall Comedy Tour, we're always striving for five-star reviews, and that's what we have on our Facebook page, five stars. By the way, go to Facebook and type in The Big and Tall Comedy Tour, all those words together, The Big and Tall Comedy Tour. Like us, follow us, and you will see our tour dates as they happen, as they get booked, and we are raising money for veterans all across the country. It's a great cause. They kind of get forgotten, and we love doing what we do, all right? And we're going to be in some great places. I'll talk about sales, and I do have a book. It's an e-book. It's called Tidbits from the Sales Pit, all right? It's these little tidbits I've learned over the years. Things like, one of the best things I've ever heard is if a person likes you and they trust you, they will buy from you, okay? And that is the bottom line. They have to like you and trust you, and they will buy from you. And price shouldn't even be an option, okay? So there's some tidbits from the sales pit, and the way to get that ebook, which is $9.99, is on my PayHip website, which is PayHip, like PayHip.com/Mike Bova. You'll see that. You'll see my parodies. I've got some parodies that I've recorded professionally in a studio. And there also is a video of our comedy tour. It was professionally recorded at the Syracuse Funny Bone. It is an hour long. It's hilarious. That is $15. So please check out payhip.com/Mike Bova. Some other things to check out, my website, MikeBova.com. And my last name, if you don't know it, is spelled B as in boy, O, V as in Victor, A, MikeBova.com. I am on Facebook. I have a page. It's Mike Bova Comedy. I have a YouTube channel, which is also Mike Bova Comedy. Check that out. There's some funny videos on there. And, of course, you know, the Funny Business Radio Show, which, you know, definitely follow the show. Share the link, which is blogtalkradio.com/funnybusinessradio. Trying to think if there's anything else I have for you guys for this first show, which is a really quick one. It's just an overview of what you can expect. But again, marketing tips to help your small business explode. I love helping business owners. I've got a ton of tips. I've got a ton of topics. I speak as a motivational speaker. I'm a nationally touring comedian. I'm a business expert. I can speak on any topic. I've owned several businesses over the years, including starting my own newspaper from the ground up and being the publisher of a newspaper, which is a grind. Working 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. I did that for 3 years until I was completely burnt out. And it was either the newspaper or my marriage. I chose my marriage at that point. But if you have any questions, if you need any advice, if you want to contact me, my email is mike@mikebova.com. Again, mike@mikebova.com. Thank you for tuning in. Forward to contacting, being in touch with you if you'd like to do that. I look forward to you listening and following the show. Please tell everybody that you know about the Funny Business Radio Show, this new format, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you soon.